USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The White House is confident it has the authority to cancel $400 billion in student loan debt to help Americans.
The 40 million Americans who need a little bit more breathing room, who need an opportunity to get back on their feet coming out of this pandemic.
Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton making those comments on board Air Force One today as the U.S. Supreme Court was hearing arguments in the student debt relief cases. Those challenging the debt relief say Biden overstepped his legal authority in canceling the debt. A decision from the high court may not come until June. President Biden has a message for Republicans who want to cut social programs like Obamacare.
Republicans have been trying to undo the Affordable Care Act since it passed 13 years ago. They voted to change or repeal the act, it's a fact, on the record, more than 50 times. In 4 years that it exists.
Speaking in Virginia Beach, Virginia, Biden said Republicans making demands to cut the federal budget in order to raise the debt ceiling are playing politics with the nation's economy and the lives of Americans. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is defending his decision to give Fox News' Tucker Carlson exclusive access to January 6th security footage of the Capitol riots. Today, McCarthy promised to eventually make roughly 42,000 hours of Capitol Police security videos available to the broader public. The head of the Environmental Protection Agency visited East Palestine, Ohio today and told residents he's not worried about short-term health effects from the toxic train derailment.
I think that we have to get this cleaned up and make sure that if there was short-term exposure that we don't elongate that and have longer-term exposure.
Michael Regan answered questions from students and faculty at East Palestine High School. He said the Biden administration wants to calm residents' concerns and keep using its resources to deal with what it considers the highest threats to the community. This is USA News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Nissan is recalling more than 809,000 small SUVs in the United States and Canada. The company says a key problem can cause the engine to shut off while driving the vehicle. The recall covers certain model Rogues from the 2014 through 2020 model years, as well as Rogue Sports from 2017 through 2022. Nissan said the jackknife key these vehicles use may not stay fully open when driving. They have not come up with a fix for the problem. The controversy rages on over the possible origin of COVID-19.
Baylor University infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez is not swayed by a new Energy Department report.
I've not seen any evidence for a lab leak so far. It doesn't mean it's not impossible. I just think it's much less likely.
And even the Energy Department says it has low confidence in its own report. As for a more likely cause of COVID?
The overwhelming opinion from the scientific community and published data shows that the wet markets were the origin.
The wet market being the place where live animals are bought and sold in Wuhan, China. Dr. Hotez says it's important we do figure out where COVID first came from so we can better prepare for the next outbreak. I'm Richard Johnson.
President Biden is nominating Deputy Labor Secretary Julie Hsu to become the next Secretary of Labor. If confirmed, Hsu would replace Marty Walsh, who's leaving the administration to work for the NHL Players Association. Hsu has served as Deputy Secretary since 2021. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and I have a question for you. You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got an updated booster designed to help protect against recent Omicron variants. Got it? Check eligibility and schedule your updated COVID booster at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.